Well, greetings and salutations, one and all. Back again with Career Retrospectives right here in the Super Review Show Network. I am joined by my two esteemed panelists and friends, Kyle, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Been a while.
Been a little good, bit. Man. Been a little bit. Mike is back. His screen is slightly frozen, but that's okay. For some reason, that's okay. We're doing good. So, but as we were, a lot of stuff has happened in the past few weeks with our show, because we've been busy with the stuff in our own lives and just got tied up with other things. But we're back now, and this is Mike's pick. Mike wanted to do an album that came out in, I think it was March of this year, 2025. Of Coheed and Cambria's The Father That Make Believe. So, Mike, give me a second here while I fix you up really quick. There we go. All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you see me?
I can't see you yet, but Mike, I can hear you. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm having some technical.
You can hear me. We just can't see you.
So, if you want to start talking.
It's kind of frozen. We took off here, but let me see if
that's all right. No worries.
We'll get better here.
No worries. Hold on. Let me.
Okay.
In the meantime, we're glad you're back here with us with Career Retrospectives. So no sweat, no worries.
Cue technical difficulties logo.
Yes. So someone put up on the font. It's like the Monty Python music. All right, here we go. Should be back any second.
I don't know why it's not working. Everything's normal, but I just can't see myself for some reason.
Yeah, we can hear you, no problem.
We can hear you. We can still hear you if you want to keep going. So,
yeah, I mean, that's up to you guys. It's I don't know why, but
we can do it. That's right. Yeah, you're good. So why don't you, we can't really see you, Mike, because for those of you who don't know, we do the show live on Monday nights EST. But Mike, why don't you, even though we can't see you, why don't you share some lights and shed some history and stuff on Coheed and Cambria? I think it's how you say their name, right?
Yeah, Coheed and Cambria, yeah.
Thank you. So this is a band that I've never heard of, but Mike, this is like one of your go-tos, I guess. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it, and then we'll jump into the album.
Well, I have had a good experience with this band. Growing up, I wasn't sure about their vocals. They're a little higher, a little more emo than I'm kind of was at the time. But I'm like finding in my journey in music as a current listener today that I can go back and listen to a lot of music I hated growing up with and actually be able to really get into it and appreciate the things that I couldn't appreciate when I kind of was a little bit of a gatekeeper, a little bit of a purist. You know, I struggled with, that I would accepting different kind of styles of music, and took me a little while to come back and evaluate, appreciate music that came across my path during the, early 2000s into mid 2000s and so on. So with that being said, I really have never listened to a full album of this band. I've only kind of cherry picked a couple key songs. And this album was a big surprise for me because I really appreciated how it did a lot of different things. It visited a lot of different kind of moods, a lot of different kind of dynamics, from a soft song to a sing-along to a hard aggressive screaming track to back to an acoustic kind of just kept a good pace. Great album, full of variation and change-ups. This offering from Coheed and Cambria, it's a hard word, name to say, Coheed and Cambria, traverses the musical landscape. So it kind of stopped off along the way to deliver some great sing-along choruses. Specifically, Searching for Tomorrow, Someone Who Can, Corner of My Confidence, Goodbye Sunshine, you know, Play the Poet and Mercy, Mary of Mercy. Those were all like some of my favorite sing-along choruses, some of the best choruses of the album. So I'll start with my standout tracks. My standout tracks were Searching for Tomorrow and Someone Who Can. That's a 10 out of 10 for me. Those were my two number, you know, top tracks, 10 out of 10. Searching for Tomorrow had just amazing instrumentation. It really did a good job of switching gears, changing up the kind of composition where I, 1 minute it's doing this, then it just breaks down, then it goes back to an amazing chorus and just has all, everything going for it in the realm of a song that keeps you interested and doesn't overdo anything too much. And then, I mean, obviously Someone Who Can, that's an absolute just great song. It has a good dance feel, upbeat, a good feeling, great melodic layering on the whole thing. It really is a great song that I showed some people that I, you know, who aren't really big into other types of music and were like, they were really appreciative of it. So that's my 10 out of 10s. Then I'm going to go to my Almost There category, which is 9 out of 10, which is Corner My Confidence. This was a nice little, like, almost felt like it could have been a folk country song. I appreciate that, and I think like it had a nice touching addition to this album. Very simple, but very effective song with great melody and just a great kind of vocal delivery. This guy has the ability to really have a sincerity to his voice. Amongst the highs and the different things he does in this album, including the lows, which, you know, he does some kind of like curveballs there too. There's just a great use of musical layering and melody throughout this album to bring the atmosphere. And that's that brings me to my next songs. I call these my close calls. They're 8.5 out of 10. Goodbye Sunshine, Blindside, Sunny, and Play the Poet, which I thought were the same song. When I was listening to this album while like washing my dishes, it went from one song into the next, and I didn't realize they were different. I thought they were just the same. And when that like Play the Poet has like a great chorus to it, but Blindside, Sunny is just straight aggressive, kind of some interesting vocals that are very raspy and very, you know, I didn't expect, but definitely an interesting kind of the two songs back to back really play off each other. And then a One Last Miracle is also an 8.5, and those were like all right up there and really enjoyable songs. Did a great job of creating some mood, and overall just diversity in tracks. Yeah, and then like, you know, we come down to my 8 out of 10, The Father of Make-Believe, as well as Mary of Mercy. Father of Make-Believe, yeah, once again, also delivered that mood, that, atmospheric qualities to it. It was a very cool song to listen to while driving, and it kind of does some cool things with the layers of melody throughout this track. Lots of things going on. Great musical kind of vision. I mean, and just to put the note on the table there, the production of this album was fantastic. I mean, what a great ability to give clarity to the different voices in a song without really selling out to one over the other. It is a little vocal forward. I kind of wish some of those guitars were more in the front on some of the songs where they kind of feel like they're there, but they're not super, forward enough that I appreciate more of their qualities. They seem like they're kind of buried a little bit, but not in any bad way. Just I am a instrumental over vocal person in general, so I will generally feel that way about a lot of albums I listen to. And then we got some of our 7 out of 10s. Most of the songs at the end of this album are 7 out of 10 for me. They were all pretty basic, nothing bad, but nothing really that grabs you, nothing super memorable. So, The Continuum, Welcome to Forever, The Flood, Tethered Together, Yesterday's Lot, those are all pretty much 7 out of 10 for me. Not bad. It's just they don't really stick with you the way these other songs do. And then one of the worst songs on the album was the last song, So It Goes. I gave that a 5 out of 10. That it really just felt like unnecessary, and you know, I could have done without it. So, well, one of the interesting, you know, actually, and I think it was Welcome to Forever, which sounded almost like Avenged Sevenfold meets like Fall Out Boy style wise. It had some interesting heavy tones coming through on it, but it would just come like you know, come right back into like some, you know, the emo element. But it's like this album had some weird turns to it that I really appreciate, because it didn't stick to like the typical course that you expected it to. It did a couple of little surprises, you know. And then, you know, it definitely drew some of this album definitely drew from that pop punk emo style, like Goodbye Sunshine, Mary of Mercy, Searching for Tomorrow, etc. You know, sometimes I appreciate that they were able to do that. Sometimes I wish they had gone heavy more, but I think it fits right in with their style. And overall, I think it was a fantastic job on this album. I initially gave it an 8 out of 10 and with a 0.5 bonus, or a 0.5 bonus, as an entire body of music that paced well, felt good next to each other, sat well in the list, and brought a good momentum. So, yeah, like I really enjoyed this album. I came back to it several times, was playing it, you know, and adding it to lists of music that I like. So ultimately, this was an 8.5 out of 10 for me. I really loved this album, and I can't wait to continue to like listen to it and also dive back into some of their music that I just haven't fully been experiencing.
All right, here to your first. That's Mike's review and rating. I'm gonna go next if that's okay with you guys. Yep, so I was, this is when Mike first said a couple weeks ago, hey, you know, when this album came out, we got to review Coheed and Cambria's newest album. I said, the very first thought that entered my head was, another progressive progressive metal band that I'm really not, I may or may not like. And going into it, I had that kind of mindset of like, yeah, you know, this is definitely going to be a Mike. Because for those of you who listen to this been a period of time, you could tell which ones of our picks or albums that that kind of fit to our criteria. Like I pick a certain type of album, Michael pick a certain type of album, and Kyle would pick a certain, unless we go like, we did Kanye West at one point. That was a totally on the wheel kind of thing, but still. So needless to say, though, going to this, though, I was very, very pleasantly surprised by this record. I didn't tell anyone my initial thoughts of it until now. I actually thoroughly enjoyed Mike Hitton. The production on this is fantastic. The production on this record is incredible. I could see myself going back to it just for the production alone in the next couple of years, truthfully. And maybe my enthusiasm will die down a little bit, but right now my enthusiasm is pretty high for this record. So I'm not going to go into the same order that Mike did of going to like a 10, 9 to an 8, a 9, and go from there. I'm just going to go track by track, if that's okay with you both, as far as how my ratings go for this record. So, because when I listen to it over and over again, I listen to it from start to finish. That's how I kind of got to know the flow of the album and how things progressed as time went on, how to digest it, if you will. So Yesterday's Lost, I'm sitting about a 7.5 out of 10. It's not a bad track. But if it was my introduction to them as a band, I was like, oh, this is cool. I like what I heard, you know, not about 3.5 minutes long, not too bad. Then the album progressively gets better, and then it takes a little bit of a dip, then it gets better and better, and then we go to the end of the record. I'll get to that in a second. But so that's a 7.5 for me. Yesterday's Lost. Goodbye Sunshine for me is a 7.5 as well. Could go up to an 8 on any given day. Searching for Tomorrow, another 8 out of 10 for this one. This one is like, this just shows you, and I love when this happens. I love when you hear an album that you've never heard of before, and you listen to it from start to finish, and it gives you a little bit of this automatically. But three songs in, you're like, wow, this is really something. So 8 out of 10 for Searching for Tomorrow. The Father of Make-Believe for me is very much so a at this point, I was like, wow, I'm already like four songs in. I'm really, like, really enjoying this more than I thought I would. This is a 7.5 out of 10, so it goes a little bit lower. Mary of Mercy, another 7.5 out of 10 right there. Blindside Sunny, and we go back up to an 8 out of 10. So far, I mean, I've not gone down to a 6 at all, which is surprising for me. I really thought I would give a 6 out of 10 for some of these, but no, these are really just solid tracks overall. Play the Poet, another 7 out of 10 here. One last minute. Oh, bless you. One last minute. I actually enjoyed this one quite a bit. This one goes back up to a 7.5. And Corner My Confidence goes up to stays at a 7.5 as well. And Someone Who Can is a 7 out of 10. So automatically, tracks 1 through 10, I was floored and very satisfied, as you could tell by my rating, about how the album didn't really have too many highs and lows. And when it did do a higher low, it wasn't a drastic low or a super, super high. There wasn't too many mountains and valleys here. There was more of like a hills and coasting along here, a feel to the album. And then we get to tracks 11 through 14, which is the continuum 1 through 4 of Welcome to Forever Nobody, The Flood, Tethered Together, and So It Goes. I'm glad, and I say this as a fan of just music in general, I'm so glad that these tracks are not one big long track, because on Spotify and on streaming services, their music, the tracks are broken up one through four, and it's fantastic. Could not be any happier for that. So instead of looking at the runtime, like, oh, because I feel like whenever someone dives into an album like this and they see there's a 22 minute closing track for a progressive metal album, you're probably saying to yourself, oh my God, I'm not going to listen to it. Therefore, it'll get low streaming numbers. But the very fact that this is a continuum 1 through 4 and they broke it up into 4 different parts, I think that's amazing. And I think that's really something special there too, that they didn't just make it one long track. They made it 4 individual songs on streaming services so people can enjoy it, which is fantastic in my opinion. So, but the continuum, I'm kind of just going to clutch them together at about a 7.5 on a good day. Because overall, I liked what I heard with the continuum tracks. But again, I'm so happy that they were not one long 25-minute track on Spotify, because I think that would have hurt my overall rating if it was just like, oh, it ends on a 25-minute track or whatever. You know what I mean? So with this album, I'm very happy that it ended the way it did with all 7.5s. There's 7.5s out of 10 for the last bit there. But this album has a ton of highlights. Aside from the tracks being what I gave them, roughly about a 7.75 for the most part, a couple 8s thrown in there too, this album to me shows how you could give anyone if you say to someone, hey, you like rock music, check out this album. Odds are they will probably like this record. As someone who's never even heard of them until Mike said, hey, we're going to do this record, I said, okay, sure, let's check it out. Sure enough, this really was a total surprise for me personally. I overall enjoyed everything I heard, and I would go back to this album much more than I thought I would, Mike. So bravo to you for getting us an album that, I mean, for me at least, I would choose to go back to in a heartbeat no matter what. So bravo to you for picking out this latest release by them as well. I'm sitting at a 7.75. I gotta give it a couple more listens though, because I listened to it like probably 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 7 times overall, like over the past couple weeks. If I listen to this more, I'd probably go up to an 8 out of 10. I'm going to be honest with you both. I'm very, very – the production holds up. I could see it feeling very – I could see the music being like contemporary for a long time now. Like, I love how like when some albums in like the 2010s, the late 2010s, 2020s came out and they still sound fresh now because of the production. I think this is going to be one of those albums where like the production will keep it going on longevity for a long time, which is a really good thing. So yeah, 7.75 for me personally. I could go up to the end of 10, but for right now I'm sticking with a 7.75 overall for Coheed and Cambria's newest album, The Father of Make Believe. But Kyle, it's up to you now. What do you got for this most recent release by this band, Coheed and Cambria?
Well, I've never been a huge Coheed and Cambria fan. Okay. This is actually the first album I've listened to in its entirety, front to back. And, that's it. That's my review. But seriously, some standout tracks for me. Goodbye Sunshine, that second track there, that gave me a pretty big hope for the album. I like that one a lot. That was like an 8 out of 10 for me. It's just a catchy, upbeat song. Doesn't have much of like that progressive sound going to it. It's one of those more straightforward like emo tracks. Blindside Sunny, another standout for me. Really fun driving song. It has an attitude that's included in it that I felt like was missing from a lot of like the rest of the songs that at some points just kind of sounded kind of sterile. And to me, I think that comes down to his vocals. I've never been a fan of his vocal stylings ever. That's been a major turnoff for the band for me. And then my last standout, like true standout song was Someone Who Can. I really like that song. It's a very good, like upbeat, almost like a summer song. Like, I could definitely have this, like my windows down, drive around on a summer, like a warm summer day, listen to this song. Has a almost like an 80s pop rock influence to it. Like it gives me hints of like some like John Mellencamp or like some Bryan Adams in there for sure. After that, the album takes a dip for me with the ending on those four tracks. I'm not a fan of the continuum tracks, specifically the Tethered Together part. That's one of my low points of the album, only going up to a 3 on that. I actually actively disliked the intro little guitar riff on there. The vocal melodies on that one just felt really off, even outside of like the tonal quality of his voice. To me, the melodies just didn't really work. Interestingly, ending with So It Goes, this is almost like a Sgt. Pepper's style track that just doesn't really fit with the rest of what's happening on the album, which, you know what, props for experimenting on that. I like the variety of sounds and instruments that are going on in that track. It just doesn't really work that well for me. It's not something I would really go back to much. A lot of the other songs on here were really just kind of middle of the road for me. A lot of 5s and 6s on here, things that I would just have on in the background that just didn't really do much for me. And you know, that's not surprising for me. I've never been big into like the progressive metal sound, so whenever they go into like that area, I tend to start tuning it out a little bit more. That plus the vocal quality just doesn't, it's not for me. I see why people like Coheed and Cambria. I definitely get the appeal. Then there's just two other low points for me, which was Mary of Mercy. The chorus was okay. I didn't like the verses here at all. The vocals and instrumentation throughout this track just felt like they were at odds to me, almost like they were battling it out. And I forget which one of you said it. I think it might have been Mike. But this is a very vocal forward album production wise. Now, don't get me wrong, the production as a whole is great. I'll echo both of your points with that, where it sounds great. But vocally, it's very in your face. I do wish I was dialed back a bit to give way to those more, give way to the guitar a little bit more. And then my other least favorite song on here is that intro. I really did not like this intro to the album. You know, I'm not familiar with their back catalog. This is supposedly like Vaxxis 3, whatever. I don't know if it's like an overarching story. I'm going to guess it is. Maybe this ties into the last track of the last album. I don't know. This just did not work as an album opener for me, or even just as a song. Came off as like an almost 2010s indie sad song that you'd hear on like the indie radio, and it just did not work for me. So I mean, overall, it's an okay album. It's not something that I would go back to. I see why you guys like it. I see why their fans would probably enjoy this. It's just, you know, Coheed and Cambria still not for me. I'm glad I listened to it front to back to kind of confirm my thoughts on the band, but overall I sit at a 5.5 on this one.
All right, you heard it here first. That is Kyle's rating of a 5.5 out of 10. So we want to. That's it, right, guys? We have our next couple weeks planned out too, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Okay, cool. Let me just do this really quick. Cool. And next week will be A Day to Remember. It's their album, right, or their career discography? Yep. I forget. Just the new album that got out. Okay. Next week we're a little bit behind schedule here. Don't worry, we're coming back with you guys. So next week will be A Day to Remember's latest release. We're excited to review that one as well. We're going to, and then after that, we got a couple of things too. We got to finish off the wheel at some point. So look for more stuff coming soon from Career Retrospectives right here on the Super Review Show Network. I want to thank my two friends for doing this podcast with me. I know you couldn't see Mike tonight, but that's okay. Mike was here with us in spirit the whole time, so don't worry. And Mike, thank you much for giving us some light on this album and shedding some light for it. Kyle, thank you for your expertise as always. You're part to none. You both do a fantastic job. Thank you so much. And so like we said, next week's a day to remember, and then after that we'll figure out from there. But yeah, but thanks so much for watching us. However, you enjoy us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning into our podcast as always. So yeah, plenty more career perspectives coming up in the next few weeks. But for all of us here at the Super Review Show, stay safe, take care, and we'll see you guys next week.
God bless.
God bless.